everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. And today I am recording the podcast from a crazy place that is like being in outer space. We're actually in a place called Coober Pedy, which is in proper outback Australia, down in South Australia. And it is like we have landed on the moon. Probably like most of the population here live underground. So we are just about to go on a tour of an underground tour at night, which is going to be super amazing. And it is just mind-blowing. There's been so many movies like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. There's a spaceship from a Will Smith movie here too, which is pretty cool. But it's just the most amazing place. It's so weird. It's like I can't get my head around it. Anyway, you're probably not overly interested about Coober Pedy. You came here to learn about human design. So today I'm going to actually talk to one of the questions I get the most. And that really is all about responding. So how do I know if I'm responding correctly? And how do I get better at it, basically, is what people always ask me. Before I jump into that, I just want to touch base on if you want to book an unpack with me, an unpack being an hour or 90-minute session with me where we dive super deep into your chart. We bring all the behavioral coaching into it as well. We have a big breakthrough session for you, and you walk away with it recorded and a PDF that goes into the details of your chart that, let's be honest, we didn't get time to do because it's so much information. If you want to do that, please go to the show notes, book an unpack in with me, and we'll go from there. We're just having so many amazing sessions at the moment, breakthrough sessions that are really changing people's lives, and I feel so incredibly grateful that I get to do the work that I'm doing in the world. Now, over the next couple of months, we've got some really cool things coming out for you. I'm going to introduce you to a bunch of new people. As you know, or may or may not know, I have grown my team. So you guys would have heard me talk about the beautiful Mel, who helps me with the Instagram. We now have the amazing Taylor, who is my new superhuman VA. And it is so exciting because I finally can say that I'm going to run the mastermind this year because I have such amazing support. All the details for that are literally just around the corner. And they might even be out by the time this podcast comes out. And just in case they are, go check the show notes. But the mastermind is all about a intense human design experience. I only take 8 people in each group. There's a group in the Australia and US time zone. There is a group in the Australia and European time zone. And this is all about deep diving into your human design. In the background, I've been taking a number of other human design courses, certifications, qualifications, which I'll tell you more about soon. But everything that I am continuing to learn is going to go into this mastermind. So it's going to be unprecedented. I'm super excited to share it with my clients, with the people who sign up for it. If it sounds like something that you want to do, and at the end of it, you do get certification, if you want to sign up for it, then please stay tuned, all right? Please stay tuned. It's going to get offered to my members first in the membership, and then it will be opened up to find the right 16 people, because I'll run those 2 groups, for a human design game-changing event, which runs over 3 months. So please stay tuned to that. Please go and book in your human design unpack. All the links are in the show notes. If you want to talk to me about the the mastermind. The link for a discussion is also in the show notes. All right, let's get to it, people. I want to talk today to this question, you know, how do I know if I'm responding correctly? First and foremost, obviously this is a generator type question, someone with a defined sacral that responds to life. But I'm also going to talk a little bit about responding on a behavioral from a behavioral point of view, and then I'm going to talk a little bit to the other strategies as well. Okay, so let's start. The thing I hear the most is, you know, I don't really have anything to respond to right now. It's what I heard the most in 2020 when people didn't go out anywhere. And I'm like, dude, you are responding in every single moment. You're responding to looking at the clock and going, it's time to brush my teeth. You're responding to your, you know, your tummy grumbling, and then all of a sudden there you look at the cupboard and you're like, oh my God, now I need to eat something. You're responding into the little things all the time. It's just the mind, when it comes to human design, it's trying to, inverted commas, figure it all out. Find how to do these things in a sequential and logical order. But we don't actually need a sequential and logical order, right? I mean, a lot of us do. I know I've got a lot of patterning circuitry, so I like a bit of logic. But having said that, you're already doing it. And that's the same whether you're attracting invitations, whether you're initiating through creative inspiration, or you're responding to the environment and the people that you're around. So you're already doing this. You're already building the muscle. From a sacral point of view and how to start to master your responding, it's all about getting the sacral online. Because when you're making decisions from the mind, and this goes for all types, when you're making decisions from the mind, what happens is that your internal guidance system comes offline. And specifically for the generator types, the sacral, literally the energy is not accessible. If you're entering into things that are meant to be no's, then it literally shuts down the energy of the sacral. So you don't have the energy. And then you're like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. It's too hard. And it's because you've said yes to something that's meant to be a no. Because when you've responded, you've made a decision from the mind, not from the sacral. So the best way to really practice the sacral response is to practice the noises that the sacral makes, okay? The uh-huh or the uh-uh. And in manifesting generators that have a motor direct to the throat, they're going to be more than just the uh-huh or the uh-uh. You might see the body move. You might, I say okay or uh-huh or yep a lot. So notice those sort of things that come quickly. So you want to make sure to start with that. To really become consciously aware of how you respond, you want to have this sacral switched on. So how specifically do we do that? Well, we get someone to ask us, or we can ask ourselves, depending on how good you are at it. Start with us getting someone else to ask you. Ask questions that they really don't matter. Like, is it sunny today? Are you hot? Are you cold? Are you hungry? Do you want to go outside? And just ask questions, easy yes/no questions, until the person with the defined sacral is going which means that the decision's coming straight from the gut and it's not going via the mind, which is what's been happening up until that point, which is why you think you don't know how to respond, because the mind is just jumping in. It's like interrupting the truth, if that makes sense. So the way that you really get better at it is you practice answering yes/no questions with those non-audible noises. Really teach those people around you to ask you yes/no questions instead of asking you open-ended questions. So this is for all the generator types, right? So the generators and the manifesting generators. So you want to bring all of your decision-making back to a simple and simplified manner. So it's all about yes/no, yes/no. But start with the things, as I said, that don't matter, because the more meaning we have attributed to something, the more the mind is going to want to jump in if it doesn't like the gut response, okay? So start with the smaller things, build the muscle, and then you're going to know what it feels like to say yes and feels like to say no, Okay. Now, if you're one of the other types, it is, although you're responding to an invitation or you're responding to a creative inspiration, or you're responding to the environment or people that you're around, you can still really start to practice this from that place of responding, and now I'm talking behavioral, and paying attention to how you respond, so the meanings that you give things. Are you actually responding in a reactionary place, or are you responding from a proactive place? So that you can take the word that came to mind, the sting out of reacting and responding to the things in life that are blocking you from knowing when, if you're a manifestor, that creative inspiration's moving through you. If you're a projector, from actually seeing and then receiving those invitations, or from really knowing the truth about how people or places make you feel if you're a reflector. So for the other types, I really want you to be conscious of how you're responding, because you're responding from the mind will interfere with your strategies as much as it does with the generator types. So if you are a manifester, you want to be more conscious of when creative inspiration is moving through you, okay, and get used to that energy. Make sure you're telling yourself those stories that this is when I'm on, this is go time for me. And trusting that feeling. With projectors, what I want you to know is that if you're choosing to respond to your external environment in a way where, let's say, you feel unseen and you choose to respond in a way that you're like, okay, cool. Their response or their reaction isn't about me. It's not that I'm unseen. It's just that they're not ready to invite me in yet. That is so much more powerful. And that actually says to the universe, I'm ready for the correct invitations. Then if you're a reflector, you want to be conscious that, am I responding to things from a place of the mind? The mind telling me I have to be this way. I have to do this. I have to act like that. I have to be nice. I have to. Or are you actually responding in a way that says, am I noticing how this place or these people are making me feel? Giving yourself the time to respond to life so that then you make space for your strategy to be able to give you the time to make aligned decisions for you. All right. So in a nutshell, responding isn't just for the generator types. It's just that the generator types are connected directly to that response through their defined sacral. The other types still, I highly recommend, stay aware of how you respond to your external reality, because the meanings you give to that those things will block you from your alignment to your own strategy and authority. So be conscious, and it goes for the generator types as well. Be conscious of the mind responding, the stories, the meanings, so that you can actually get that clear feeling from the sacral that it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Because the more we respond from our physical energy, our physical body, our feelings, the more we are going to be in alignment, and the more we are going to have to respond to, the more invitations that will come our way, the more creative inspiration will move through us, and we will have the courage to move when it says go. And the more we will put ourselves in those environments that feel good and those people that feel good to us, instead of doing our conditioning. All right. So there you go. It's a short one and a sweet one that really helps everyone, not just the generator types, to work with responding. Thanks, everyone, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated.
If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.